Welcome back to the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Jake's off of Marsh and Walnut Hill. Come swing on by and get your opportunity to, you could win some tickets to a Rangers game. You got a couple of them for the Astros Rangers on September 7th. You could also win a Jake's baseball jersey, and there's so much more. Come on out. You still got plenty of time, and also happy hours from 3 to 6 today, Fred. So enjoy that while you're out here.
It's getting close.
But right now it is time to talk with Wings Executive Vice President and GM Kurt Miller. Kurt, how are we doing today, sir?
I am good. Happy to join you guys.
I saw Paige shooting some mid-court shots in the shoot-around. Are we going to see her against the Liberty?
Yeah, I think it'd be a game-time decision. Obviously, still dealing with a little bit of a tight back that spasmed on her the other day, but she's been undergoing a lot of treatment. I thought she looked good in shoot-around, but it's certainly a game-time decision tonight.
Would you say that she has been everything as advertised coming out of the draft?
It's been incredible. Obviously, everybody knew about the generational talent, the leadership, and how she carried the pressure and the legacy building opportunity to go out a champion at UConn. But it is unbelievable to be able to work with her every day and be around her and watch what she's doing in her rookie year, not only statistically, but leadership-wise. And what I really appreciate behind the scenes that the fans don't is just the dedication to talk about the future with us, with me directly, how we are partnering and talking about this unprecedented free agency that we're coming up upon, and just, you know, hearing how she views helping in her role develop teams. It's just, she is a once in a lifetime, and we're very fortunate to have her in Dallas.
Well, and the trade deadline has come and gone. You guys, y'all made a couple of moves here that look like they're for the future. Can you kind of give me an idea of what then that vision, you know, you just said partnership with her in the future there, what that vision entails with some of the players y'all have now and what you're hoping down the road looks like?
Yeah, I think the entire year has kind of played into this as we, you know, lean into a 26 free agency minus the players that are on rookie contracts, which in our league is their first 4 years, almost the entire league. There's two veterans in our league that have contracts beyond this year. So our entire league of veterans are going to become free agents. And
wow.
So it's a unique year in terms of GMing around the league more than ever, because we're all trying to position ourselves as we get into this unprecedented free agency. So our year, you know, has been disappointing in terms of win losses and certainly the adversity that we have faced, especially with injuries early on. We started out 1-4, not unusual. We had the hardest schedule out of the gate with Minnesota twice in the first three games. But after game five is when the injuries really started to take our toll on our players. I think we've now passed the 80-game mark of games missed by players with injuries or a couple players that had to leave for Euro basketball requirements in the middle of the season. And so we've had to take a really hard look. And while we are still committed to winning and growing, we've had an unbelievable opportunity to play a lot of our young players. For the first time in 25 years, we are the first team who started four rookies, and we did that for a significant stretch, getting some of our rookies unbelievable game experience in this year. Unfortunately, when we're dealing with a lot of players in and out with injuries and missed time, which has all contributed to the future. And so these latest moves before the trade deadline, we had to ask ourselves very candidly behind the scenes, well, what are the chances of re-signing these veterans? And if not, could it be valuable to acquire future assets, younger players that we would have control of their contracts? And so really difficult for me, who drafted Dejanay Carrington, went after, made her a priority.
Yeah.
In a trade in the offseason, a great relationship, you know, with her. It was difficult to make the decision to trade her, but the opportunity to acquire a player that we would have control for a couple years and a future asset. Understandably, you know, eyes were on the future in that decision, knowing the talent that Desjardins, you know, can bring. So looked at it, and Cheryl and I are really close, working on the Olympic team together and through the years, arch rivals. But we looked at it as a win-win in where both our franchises were this season, in taking a little different approaches to the end of the season.
Kurt, Fred Davis here. Glad to have you on the show today. I mean, look, let's call it what it is. You've been in the WNBA now for a decade. It's been a hellacious year in terms of growth, eyeballs, and just how this game continues to grow. That being said, we've also had some other things that you guys have had to deal with as well, obviously with the things being thrown on the court that you guys have had to deal with for the last month or so. As disappointed as I'm sure you are with kind of the unfortunate novelty that this thing's become and the distraction that's become, is there a way to turn kind of this, you know, this recent spat of new eyeballs into something more positive?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm one of those people that have been in women's basketball for 35 years, 24 years at the D1 level, now over a decade in the WNBA. And, you know, I beat the drum for a long time. If we got new eyes on our game, if we got new people through the turnstiles into our game, we would hook them with the product. The product has been really good for a long time, just needed more people to recognize it and see it. And so with this growth and certainly, you know, starting, you know, Caitlin Clark, a big part of it, Paige Beckers, a big part of it, Angel Reese and some of the, you know, younger, newer players with their incredible collegiate fan bases following them now more than ever to the WNBA, we have seen unprecedented TV ratings, unprecedented people in the stands, you know, so there's a lot of positive. But with that, you know, obviously now there's new things, and it's social media and the negativism and the, you know, obviously all fan bases want to win. We are dealing with, you know, a fan base that's disappointed and wants us to turn this around quickly. But there's obviously building steps in, you know, professional basketball, both in the NBA and the WNBA. And we have an incredible opportunity to, again, potentially have an incredible draft pick next year. We've added draft assets over the next 2 years. And so, you know, I think with growth, you know, you probably have some unintended consequences that we didn't know we were going to go through. But I beat on the drum for 35 years about how good this sport is. And it's fun to see sold out arenas night in and night out, the fan bases, the TV viewership. It's only going to get better from here.
Kurt, one of the, I guess my one criticism as I've been watching throughout this year, and it's been an absolute blast, by the way, it seems like offense can come, but it seemed like there was some scrambling defensively and kind of still trying to get that all together. Is that a simple fix of talent, or is that something that's like, look, they just have to work together more and we'll figure out how to be a good defensive team together?
Yeah, certainly, you know, my time in the league, as I came into the league, was really known in my own coaching circles as an offensive coach, but where I really hung my hat in the WNBA was we ended up with just an elite defensive team through the years, especially that Connecticut crew. And one of the things that, you know, it happened through experience, and it happened with incredibly talented veteran defenders. So, you know, it takes some growing. I remember coaching Courtney Williams and JJ, you know, Jonquel Jones, and some of the young players in that first draft class of mine, and to see where they are defensively now in the league after years and years and years compared to where they were their rookie years with their head spinning. You know, players naturally get better at the type of defenses that are necessary in the WNBA. I think you're going to see our young players, you know, certainly grow at the defensive end, but it's a little bit slower. You know, certainly. And then there's just no practice time in our league. You know, our cadence of games, our injuries, we're always worried about load management. Our load management in our league is more often in practice than it is in games, because we don't have the amount of games the WNBA or the NBA has. And so it's not easy to clean up all the defensive adjustments and defensive growth, because the intensity and duration of practices are so limited in our league. But you hit it on the head. That's where we have really had a weakness this year. I believe in Nola Henry. She's the voice of the defense in games. Obviously, Chris came with an incredible defensive background as a voice of defenses, you know, some of the best defenses in WNBA in recent years. But it's going to take them some time. But clearly, that's the frustration end as the offense has really, really continued to improve. In fact, the other night in New York, we executed offensively to the second most uncontested shots that we've had all year. Now, we need to make more of those uncontested shots that we executed to. I think the players will tell you, damn, I had a lot of open shots. But the offense is, you know, really, really starting to come around. But the defensive end, there's still a lot of work ahead of us.
It is the Wings Inspiring Women Weekend tonight against the Liberty at 6:30, and you got the Mystics at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Tickets are going to be available at DallasWings.com. Kurt, thank you very much for your time today, and we're all pulling for them here in the DFW area.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the support, and come out this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, there he goes, Kurt Miller, Executive Vice President and GM of your Dallas Wings.